CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Your man needs a lift after a busy day. Start your dinner with Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Good hot soup makes good things begin to happen. It perks up the appetite. You'll love those tender pieces of chicken, good old-fashioned egg noodles, and delicious golden broth. It's nourishing good. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's Golden Chicken Noodle Soup.
Get me some more aspirin, will you?
Aspirin won't help the fact that you ate too much food at the party last night. What you need, probably, is some good old-fashioned baking soda.
Oh.
And I can't find baking soda listed in our Italian-English dictionary. I don't know what to ask the lady of the house for.
I don't want any baking soda anyhow. Look, do me a favor, will you? Get dressed and go out and find that Mr. Whitaker and tell him to get that car fixed. We have got to get out of here. I have got to get to Naples right away.
What's the matter with you? Why, we both said we wouldn't have missed last night for the world. And for these villagers to give a party for some American strangers stranded in this little Italian mountain town because our car broke down, why, we all said it was the most wonderful experience of our lives.
Well, you seem to forget that I didn't come to Italy for wonderful experiences. I was due yesterday in Naples on business. Now, if we had taken the train from Florence, as I had planned, instead of letting Aunt Effie's boyfriend rent a car and...
Mr. Whitaker was only trying to be nice to all of us.
Nice? Getting us stranded in this dinky little town that only got one telephone, and that doesn't work.
I don't understand you. Why, last night when the mayor kept giving little speeches in Italian, and they even found an American flag somewhere, why, you even had tears in your eyes at one point.
Well, I...
I do understand you. You've got a toothache. Don't deny it. You're so cross this morning. I know that's what it is. Well, dear, in a little Italian mountain village that only has one telephone, let's hope they have one dentist.
This is Galen Drake. You know, it's kind of silly to be walking around all day when you've got muscular pain. Why don't you just rub it away the modern, greaseless way with New Minute Rub? New Minute Rub will get at that deep down pain and fast. It won't burn your skin and it's not greasy like, some of those old-fashioned, strong-smelling remedies. Minute Rub smells good, feels cool, and yet it relieves bone-deep muscular soreness. Now, it's greaseless, you know. It won't stain, won't mess up clothing or bed linens either. And by the way, Minute Rub is great for cold miseries, too. Try it once and you'll never be without it. Minute Rub.
Well, my goodness, I think it's silly of you to lie there and suffer.
Oh.
Why don't you let us at least ask if there's a dentist?
Yes, dear. The phrase is right here in the book. Where is there a dentist? Dove un dentista? What do you think, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I certainly am inclined to agree there, son. I don't know when we'll get to Naples. I went over to see how the car was coming along. They had all four wheels off.
Oh.
I don't know why. Of course, I couldn't ask him, what with nobody here in the village speaking English, and none of us much good on Italian.
Look, I'll go to the dentist when we get to Naples.
But why, Mr. Whitaker just said he didn't know when we'd get to Naples, honey.
Well, it's only about 3 hours, I guess, to Naples, once we get the car fixed. But, as I say, they now got all four wheels off. Of course, that's what baffled me. There's nothing wrong with the wheels. What's wrong is in the motor. Of course, they got that out, too.
Oh.
Well, when you first got that toothache in Venice, you should have gone to the dentist then.
He had a toothache in Venice, too?
He certainly did. And he wouldn't let us call one until the middle of the night. when he kept everybody else.
Never mind, Aunt Effie. Now, there's no sense going back over all that.
Now, if they have a dentist here, dear, he might at least give you something to relieve the pain. Until we can get to Naples, where you can find an English-speaking dentist.
Well, yeah, what do you mean? Maybe some codeine or something?
Or something. I don't know. What
Well, what if he doesn't understand anything? How do I make him understand that I don't want him to, you know, to work on the truth? What if he pulls it out?
Well, honey, the phrases are right here in the book. We went over them in Venice when you had the toothache. Here, see? Do not extract it. Non la straga.
Oh, what is it?
Non la straga. With an exclamation point, so make it emphatic.
Non la straga.
And here, please use Novocaine. Remember that one?
No.
Per piacere, usi Novocaine. Mm. Oh, don't you remember I said what a pretty word that was, honey? Novocaine.
Yeah, I remember. It doesn't sound any prettier now than it did then. Oh, golly, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to see if they've even got a dentist here. There's no sense worrying about how to talk to him if there isn't one.
Oh, there must be a dentist. The villagers must get their teeth fixed.
Well, there's usually one dentist to 4 or 5 little villages. Mm. If the one they have doesn't live here, then we've got another problem. Well, why don't I scoot over and talk to the mayor? He seems to be the most important person in town.
Oh, yes. Why don't you do that, Mr. Whittaker, if you would?
Well, I must say, when you said he wasn't feeling well, I never dreamt it was a toothache. I thought, my goodness, she told him he ate some octopus last night and didn't know it.
Yeah. I ate what?
And Effie,
octopus?
They don't call it octopus. They call it squid, and they're just little baby ones anyhow, dear.
I was eating octopus?
Why do you bring that up now, Aunt Effie, when he's got a toothache anyhow?
I thought you told him.
You
mean... Now, look, I just calmed down. I tried them. They were all right. If you didn't think about it. And you liked them. You said, gee, these are delicious. What are they? And I said, Italian shrimp. I didn't want you to hurt anybody's feelings.
Octopus?
I think I'd better scoot over to the mayor's office and see about getting a dentist.
Ah, entrate, entrate. Sedetevi, signora.
I think he wants you to sit down in the chair, dear.
Oh. Yeah, avete mal di dente, eh? È la solita storia per tutto il mondo. Non vanno al dentista quando è necessario e poi, puff! Poi vengono i dolori quando non li vogliamo, eh? Oh, si sede, si accomodi. Vengo in un momento. Mi permette? Mi devo lavare le mani, eh?
È sempre così, sempre così.
You're certainly awful happy about my toothache. You know, I think maybe it feels better. I don't believe I'll have him.
Sit down. Please, they had to send somebody off on a motorcycle to another village to get him, and you've been in agony waiting. And I'll stay right with you.
Look, I'm not a baby. You don't have to stay here.
I know that. I thought I'd stay here with our Italian dictionary so I can look up any words if you want to say something to him.
Where'd he go?
Washing his hands.
Oh.
Oh, and there's the woman whose house we're staying in over there. She must be his assistant. Oh, that's nice. We know her.
Nice? We can't talk to her either.
Oh, yes, that's right. Remember this phrase, don't pull it out, is non la straga.
Yeah, I know.
Bene. Allora, vediamo che c'è qui, eh?
Look, it's this truth, I think.
Dimmi che più comodo qui, signore.
Yeah, lean back here. Let her get the beer bun.
Oh.
Il dentista è buonissimo. Non si preoccupa di niente.
Ah, grazie, Maria. Peccato che non capisce niente. Adesso... Aprite la bocca, signore, per favore. Vediamo che c'è di male, eh?
Yeah, well, look, this truth, I think, no, lo stronger.
Mi dice di non tirarlo prima che lo veda, eh? Bene, calmatevi, signore. Aprite la bocca, per favore.
Honey, open your mouth more. Yeah, you can't say anything.
Well, it's a tooth right here. It's got an old filling. It should have been replaced, you know, right here.
Yes, ma signore, non posso vedere i vostri denti se continuamente mettete la vostra mano nella bocca, eh?
I think he wants you to take your hands out of your mouth, honey. You can't see anything with your fingers.
Sì. Eccoci. Abbiamo trovato il dentomale.
No, lui ha detto è l'altro dente, è questo qui che dice lui.
Non mi interessa che dice lui, è questo il dente male, vedi, vedi?
Ma lui dice che ci fa male questo qui,
ma...
qui. I think they're arguing about which tooth it is, dear.
Oh, what's up? Vi sembrate che conoscete di più di me, eh?
Va bene, ma anche io devo sapere qualche cosa.
Ah, what are they going to do? Non le squadra! Non le squadra!
Relax, dear. They're just getting ready to take x-rays. I think.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Top to toe, are you totally healthy? Before you answer, think for a moment what that could mean. Your well-being might encompass such odd items as a full head of hair, no cavities, unbitten fingernails, no nicks, not even a hangnail. How healthy we are, physically or mentally, is a highly relative thing. The truth is, in this enlightened day and age, it's no longer considered something shameful when mental illness strikes your family. The truth is, 17 million Americans suffer to some degree from a variety of emotional disorders. It's only by throwing light on each case, by seeking and learning the truth, that medicine has finally brought us to a time when more people are leaving mental hospitals than entering them. You too can learn the truth about mental illness. Simply send for the free booklet, How to Deal with Your Tensions, Box 3000, New York 1, New York. Box 3000, New York 1, New York. Be sure to include your return address.
My goodness, is he still in there with the dentist?
Yes.
Well, you better go back where you're staying and pack your suitcases. Alvin said the car was going to be ready and we could be in Naples by dinner time, so I came down the street to tell you.
Where's Beth?
She's playing with the children out there. She chatters in English and they chatter in Italian. They're getting along just fine.
Well, I hope they're getting along just fine in the other room.
Well, you're alive anyhow.
Well, Johnny, what was wrong with your tooth? Did he fix it? Was it just awful?
I don't know what was wrong. I gave up. I just leaned back and let him work. But I do know he fixed my tooth, put in a new filling, without Novocaine, and you know something? I never felt a thing. Tell you, this guy's the best dentist I ever had.
Well, you better not say that when you get back home. Mm-hmm. What a shame you can't tell this one how much you appreciate it. Grazie.
Oh, yes, grazie. You're a wonderful dentist.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Yes, I speak English.
You speak English?
Why didn't you say so?
Signore, if you Americans are like my Italian patients, you would have talked and talked and talked. You like to tell me all about your teeth, eh? And I would not have been able to get my work done so fast, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm afraid you're right. Well, now then, how much do I owe you?
A glass of wine, signore. And then you can tell me about your teeth.
He will, too.
Listen, more than one dentist has admired my bridge work.
In fact...
Here we go. Tell Mr. Whittaker to hold up on the car. We'll never get to Naples by dinner.
You probably noticed this lower bicuspid. Well, you know something? Some years...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Michelle Clinton, Robert Dryden, and Rock Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart.